Governor Doug Ducey has toured the site of the drug tunnel that was found inside an empty fast food restaurant in San Luis, Arizona. KAWC's Victor Calderon was there and has this report.
Governor Ducey was in San Luis, where he met with local law enforcement officers and elected officials. The governor toured the area leading into the tunnel, which Yuma Border Patrol says is the fifth found in the Yuma sector since 2007. The tunnel was discovered after the August 13th arrest of Ivan Lopez, who was found in possession of more than 300 pounds of drugs, including methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, and 3 million doses of fentanyl. An 8-inch hole in the kitchen area of the restaurant dropped down about 20 feet to the tunnel, officials said. It stretches more than 500 feet under the U.S.-Mexico border and led to a residence in San Luis, Rio Colorado. Police said the investigation is ongoing and that no further arrests had been made as of midday Friday. Ducey praised the work of all levels of law enforcement involved in the discovery of this latest tunnel.
But it's also an example of what Border Patrol and ICE go through every day, what our border sheriffs go through, and law enforcement. We were able to stop this and interdict these drugs and keep them out of American schools and off the streets. But it is the reality of the border here in the state of Arizona.
Recent reports have said the once secure Yuma sector may not be as safe as it was. Law enforcement officers and San Luis Mayor Gerardo Sanchez say San Luis is still safe and they remain ever vigilant. Friday was Ducey's fifth visit to San Luis, Sanchez said.
We're still considered one of the safer part. And the thing is, this is just an example that we're vigilant. We continue working for our community.
For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.